What does it take to be blessed in this life? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
You want to be blessed? Obey God. To know God is to love God. To love God is to trust God. To trust God is to obey God, and to obey God is to be blessed. You want to be blessed? Do what He says. Obey Him.
There is tremendous truth, there is blessed, there is hope that you always dreamed of. He can heal every scar.
In the Christmas narrative found in the New Testament, it could be said of Mary, the mother of Jesus, that she was the poster child for believing God. But when her husband, Joseph, is mentioned, he's spoken of as the man who did what God told him to do. He is the poster child for obedience. The Bible says of him that he was a righteous man, a just man. How is that part of your relationship with God going? Are you obedient in a few things, most things, or all things? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and we are delighted that you joined us today for an insightful lesson from the series, The Joy of Christmas. Today we're going to have part two of The Joy of Obedience. If you missed part one from last time, you can go online to listen and even download a free MP3 of this broadcast, along with the sermon outlines from Pastor Jeff. Go to fromhisheart.org, click the radio tab. Right now, though, open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve again, describing what life is like when we experience the joy of obedience.
I'll begin reading in verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus means Jehovah saves. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Have you entered into the joy of obeying God? There's no joy in disobeying God. There is joy in obeying God. Have you entered into that joy? I want you to see from the text we just read three insights concerning Joseph and the joy that he had obeying the Lord. Insight number one, sometimes we struggle to know what God wants us to do. Situations can happen in our lives where it's not really clear-cut what we're supposed to do. And Joseph is a guy that had that happen to him. He's feeling the feeling of being deceived because Mary presented herself as this chaste, pure girl, and she's obviously not chaste and pure. He knew that this baby's not my baby, and you say it's God's baby? Well, that just seems crazy. So he didn't know what to do. He was contemplating what to do, and he said, well, maybe I need to just divorce her secretly. I don't need to make a spectacle of it. I don't need to bring her in front of the city gate and shame her to death. I'll just do it separately. He was kind of at a crossroads. And you know, that can happen to us. And the reason why we can get there is because circumstances can be heartbreaking and difficult. Circumstances that come into your life, circumstances that come into my life, I mean, they can be such that it just shatters your heart. That is Joseph. And so here's Joseph, and he's been hurt, and now he's got to deal with anger. And if you don't deal right with the anger that will always come when you get hurt, then you're going to go into a place called resentment and bitterness. Hey, circumstances can be heartbreaking and difficult, and in the midst of that, keeping your heart sensitive to the Lord is critical. Insight number one, sometimes we struggle to know what God wants us to do. Insight number two, we can be assured that God will show us what to do. So Joseph goes to sleep, and the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And the scripture says that the angel comes, the angel of the Lord says to him, "Joseph, son of David," verse 20, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." Joseph, son of David. Joseph is in the line of King David. We get that from Matthew's genealogy. Jesus isn't related to Joseph, but he's going to become Joseph's son, his stepson, and so he's going to inherit the rights of his father, and so he's going to be in that lineage by adoption, we would say. But Mary is also in the lineage of King David, and Jesus is related to Mary because he is the Son of God, son of Mary. And so he, either way you come at it, Luke's genealogy traces Jesus through Mary. Matthew's genealogy traces Jesus through Joseph, but he is both. He has the authority from being the stepson of Joseph. He has the authority in the bloodline of David from Mary, and he is also the Son of God. And so the angel said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Don't be afraid to do that, because what she told you is exactly right. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, just like she told you." Verse 21, "And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." And so the plan is revealed to Joseph, and the plan fits in with the prophecy, with the word of God. Now, it's very important to remember that God's plan always coincides with his word. God doesn't contradict himself. And so when you get a word from God, it's going to line up with the word of God. Two words in the Greek language for the English word, word. There is logos, which means the entirety of the word. And there is rhema, which is kind of a word from the word. It's a specific word. If you think of logos like a whole loaf of bread, and rhema is like a piece of that loaf. Those two words, logos and rhema. Mary, when she responded to Gabriel, she said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your rhema," to your spoken word, to this specific word. Now, the specific word for your life, for my life, that God gives us, always matches up with the logos. And if you don't find it in the logos, it's not from God. There was a man who was in our community, a pastor some years ago. He had a wife and five children. I have since found out just recently that he divorced his wife. He has come out of the closet and he has married a man. And he is so excited about it, and he is proclaiming this on social media. He posted this just a few days ago. "My walk with God is greater this year than it's been in 25 years. I spend more time in the Word, prayer, and exploring my relationship with Him than I did as a pastor, leader, or Bible student. I see Jesus more clearly and more intimately than ever before. It's so good." That's what he said. Well, he obviously thinks that God is leading him in this direction. God made me this way. He's leading me in this direction. No. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, "But evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." This guy is deceived. It's kind of like some years ago we had a guy in our church who had brain cancer, and the brain cancer caused him to go crazy, and he thought he was seeing things, and he thought he was in this euphoric state, and that God was revealing himself to him, and man, he was just on cloud nine. But it was all just in his head. It was, the things weren't working right. He was deceived. Listen, God's plan for you will never contradict his word. If you say, well, God has told me to leave my faithful wife and marry my secretary because that's the way God is leading me, you're not hearing from God, because God says he hates divorce, because God says that adultery is sin, fornication is sin, homosexuality is sin. That was true when he wrote it in the book of Leviticus. It's been true since day one. It will forever be true. If Jesus delays his coming for 1,000 years, it'll still be true. Bible says, let God be found true, though every man be found a liar. I don't care if the whole world says, well, sin is right, and we need to redefine the Bible. We need to redo this and develop Christianity to fit this day and this age. In the book of Genesis, chapter 6, the whole world was corrupt before God. God was grieved in his heart as he saw that every intent of the thoughts of man's heart were only evil continually. And God said, I'm going to destroy man whom I made on the earth. I'm sorry that I made them. But Noah, one man, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God took one man, and that one man preached his heart out for 100 years while he's building the ark of safety. And at the end of the 100 years, all he had to show for his congregation was Mrs. Noah, Ham, Shem, Japheth, his three boys, and their three wives, and that was it. That was it. And Adrian Rogers says that Noah went into the ark a minority, and he came out of the ark a majority. Because this is my father's world. And it's his way, and that's the way it's going to be. Hey, Joseph was given a word that matched up. He was given a rhema word that matched up with the logos word. And Matthew brings that out. This is to fulfill the word that was spoken through the prophet. The virgin shall be with child. His plan for you and for me, it will never contradict his word, and his plan will always be for your good. Always, because God's a good God. Romans chapter 12 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is. What is the will of God? That which is good and acceptable, well-pleasing, and perfect. Perfect. It's tailor-made for you. That is God's will for you, God's will for me. Because God is a good God. So we can be assured if we're seeking the Lord, he says, Jeremiah 29:13, and you'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. If you're keeping your heart soft and tender and seeking the Lord and pouring out your heart to him, he will show you what to do. And then insight number three, we will be blessed when we do what he says to do. Sometimes we don't know what to do, and then we can be assured that if I keep seeking the Lord, he's going to show me what to do. And then we're blessed when we do what he says to do. Verse 24, and Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took her as his wife and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. He did exactly what he was told to do. Exactly what he was told to do. He was obedient to the Lord. Now, three lessons that we learn from his obedience. Lesson number one, obey the Lord immediately. Joseph didn't say, well, you know, I mean, that's kind of a weird dream I had. It seems so real, but I don't know. Let me think on that for a while. No, he arose and he did what God told him to do, what was commanded him to do. I'm going to marry Mary right then. Now, remember this. Okay, so she gets the word, Mary does, and she conceives when she believes she conceived. And then she goes to Elizabeth's. It would have taken 80 to 100 miles. It would have taken her a while to get there. And then she's with Elizabeth for 3 months, approximately 3 months. And then she goes back to Nazareth, 80 to 100 miles. And then she tells Joseph. And then Joseph is swirling and trying to figure out what to do. It's probably about 4 months into her pregnancy when Joseph marries her. It's going to be very obvious. You know, the people back then, just like the people today, everybody can do math. You can figure it out. 9 months, okay, you got, it's 5 months, you have a baby. So they're going to say either Joseph and Mary didn't wait, or Mary was with someone else. The skeptics always say, well, you know, I mean, they can't believe in the virgin birth. The skeptics and the haters of the Bible, of course, you can't believe in the virgin birth because that would take a miracle. And so they say, well, you know, there was some Roman soldier that she had a one-night stand with, and that's how that all happened. So Joseph had to endure all that. And the scripture talks about, you read in the Gospels, there are little digs to Jesus about being illegitimate because people knew about him that she was pregnant before they got married. Joseph did it immediately. It wasn't easy, but he did. He obeyed the Lord. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today, if you hear his voice, do what he says. Why would we not want to obey him? He's God. The will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. The will of God for your life is what you would want for yourself if you had sense enough to want it. And why we're going to say, well, I'm not sure. Let me think about this for a while. No. Mary said to the servants in John chapter 2 at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee when they ran out of wine. She said to those servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. Don't argue. Don't drag your feet. Do it. Do what he says, and you'll be blessed. Obey the Lord immediately. Why are you resisting him? How long, Elijah said to the people, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? If God is God, worship him, serve him, fear him. And if Baal is God, then go that way. But get off the fence. Make a decision. Obey the Lord immediately. Secondly, obey the Lord completely. Completely. He took Mary as his wife. He kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son. He named that son Jesus. He could have said, well, I'm going to marry her, but I don't like the name Jesus. I like the name Joe Jr. Let's go with that name. He didn't do that. He did exactly what was mentioned, and he didn't touch her. He marries her, but he doesn't touch her until after Jesus is born. He doesn't consummate the marriage until after Jesus is born. In the Catholic Church, they have a teaching that Mary was a perpetual virgin. They don't get that from the Bible. The scripture is very clear. It lists the names of Jesus' family members. James was one of his family members. He wrote the epistle called James. He was the leader of the early church, Acts chapter 15. Jesus had brothers and sisters. They were stepbrothers and sisters because Jesus had a different father. But Joseph kept her a virgin until Jesus was born, and then it was like, hey, we're married. Let's enjoy marital life. And Mary was like, yeah, let's do that. But he obeyed completely. Listen, partial obedience is disobedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. The guy who partially obeyed the Lord was the first king of Israel, King Saul. He was told to wipe out the Amalekites, exterminate them completely, wipe them off the face of the earth, but he didn't do it. He spared the king, Agag. He spared some of the choice oxen and sheep. And when Samuel came, Saul said, hey, I obeyed the voice of the Lord. And Samuel said, you did? Then what's the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen that I hear? You didn't obey the Lord. He told you to wipe them out, but you thought better of the command of God. And Samuel said to Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice, to heed God better than the fat of rams. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, divination, and insubordination is as witchcraft and idolatry. It's a terrible sin to partially obey the Lord. We obey completely because partial obedience is disobedience. The Lord said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Obey immediately, obey completely, and obey confidently. You can be confident that God will bless you when you obey Him. The Bible says, don't be a forgetful hearer, somebody who hears the word and doesn't apply it to their life. They hear it, but they don't observe it. Jesus said, if you do that, you're a man who builds his house on the sand. He who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them is like a man who builds his house on the sand, and the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and burst against that house, and great was its fall. But if you hear his words and you act upon them, you put into practice in your life, the rains descend and the floods came and the winds blow, because they do that for every person, but the house will stand because it's founded on the rock. James says, don't be a forgetful hearer, be an effectual doer. He says, the one who is an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. You want to be blessed? Obey God. There's a little progression that I like that says this. To know God is to love God. To love God is to trust God. To trust God is to obey God, and to obey God is to be blessed. You want to be blessed? Do what he says. Obey him.
Are you willing to obey God today? If you'll appropriate all that we've heard from the scripture for yourself today, it'll free you up to be all God wants you to be and to do all that he calls you to do. Then you'll find joy in believing, joy in obeying, and joy in the Savior. Today, you heard part two of the message, The Joy of Obedience, from the new series, The Joy of Christmas, from Pastor Jeff. And you can go online to find out how to get this wonderful series and join us tomorrow for the last message called The Joy of the Savior. But before we go, Pastor Jeff has some final words. Pastor?
Hey, I know that if you're like a lot of people I've spoken with, you're ready to say an enthusiastic adios to 2020. Hey, I don't blame you. But before we do close out the year, there's something really important I need to ask of you. You see, while this year's been especially tough for all of us, we've also seen more people than ever engage with our teaching content on TV and radio and online. God is truly using your support in many special ways to bring real hope like never before. Let's keep the momentum going. And to do that, we'll need the generous support of many friends like you to help us reach our December goal of $350,000. Now, I realize that's not a small amount, but when you look at the lives that are being changed, it's an investment that makes an eternal difference in the lives of a multitude of people. Now, in addition, reaching this end-of-the-year goal will also ensure that we can continue sharing the hope of Christ with people on thousands of radio stations and TV outlets across America, as well as in 180 countries around the world. Now, these outlets serve as hooks in the water as we strive to win people to Jesus and help them grow in the Lord. I take no income from this ministry. Every dollar you give goes directly to furthering the broadcast to reach more people with the good news of Jesus. So thanks for your very best year-end gift, so together we can impact more souls around the world for Jesus Christ. God bless you.
And if you'd like to come alongside From His Heart as we end the year, you can make your gift by calling 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. And with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you the brand new beautiful keepsake daily devotional book from Pastor Jeff, entitled The Spirit of God Within You. It's our thanks to you. Call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting that you'll be back right here tomorrow as we get closer to Christmas and learn more about the joy of the Savior. That's on Friday, when Pastor Jeff Shreve will open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that. Go to fromhisheart.org.